This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Named it Yay Old Pubby McDrunkface.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
I don't think of Jameis, and I think of whatever the hell Conor McGregor sells. Is he going to fight ever again? I mean, he's retired, but is he actually going to retire?
Probably not. Do we really want that again?
Yeah, I do. I watched a highlight of him knocking out a guy in the first round, and then afterwards saying, I said I was going to knock him out in the first round. That's exactly what I did.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Hasn't McGregor just gotten his ass kicked the last few times he's fought?
No. The last time he fought, he knocked a guy out in like a minute.
Oh, did he? No. No. Well, he had a streak there.
He fought Habib, and Habib beat him.
Khabib?
I've heard it pronounced with just the K is silent, so I've been doing it since then. I don't know if that's actually accurate or not, but that's how I pronounce it.
On 1340 WKGN.
Why would the K be silent?
I don't know, man. Silent in Knoxville.
Like in the word no?
Knoxville.
Knickers.
Huh? Is that
take it easy over there.
ER or A? Like that? We just relax over there. Jeez.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Charlie? Nothing. He's got nothing.
No,
for
I
us.
Got one for you.
You got a headline?
Actually,
let's hear it.
Trey Smith. He was named to the all-rookie team by the PFWA writers.
I don't respect that.
No? Well, he joins teammate Creed Humphrey and Elijah Vera Tucker, as well as Rashawn Slater and Penei Sewell as the offensive linemen that made the all-rookie team.
Okay.
I respect Trey, but I don't respect that organization that gives those awards.
No.
AJ Terrell didn't even make the all-NFC cornerback team. Insane.
So did the Chiefs have two offensive linemen on there?
Yes, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith.
Both linemen?
Yes.
Yeah, whenever I thought the Chiefs were going to fall apart, I did not expect them having two all-rookie offensive linemen that were able to plug in there.
I also don't know how those players fell to them. Like, should yeah. not have, but...
So they had three guys make the all-rookie team.
That's how you keep a dynasty going, I guess.
Kicker. Evan McPherson, all rookie.
Got a headline about houses. The price is maybe stopping, raising, but it's not exactly true, so I'm just going to skip that one because this is frustrating.
Someone was telling me about that yesterday. The housing market's going to start dropping.
That's what people have been hoping for a while.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Maybe I'll come into some money and buy a house.
I mean, if you're trying to buy a house, it's a bad thing. Anyways, Cam, headlines.
Yeah, the Chicago Bears are finalizing a deal to make Ryan Poles their new general manager. He is the, will be the former executive director of player personnel for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, like Charlie kind of just mentioned, seem to have a decent eye for talent the past few years. So he will be heading to the Bears and, just taking over their GMing position, it seems like. He replaces Ryan Pace, who was fired with Matt Nagy after the Bears were bad this season. Another little coaching headline. I just wanted to say it again. Sean Payton is out at the Saints. And then also, Baltimore Ravens are nearing an extension with John Harbaugh.
Okay.
He is 59. He's entering the final year of his four-year deal that he signed in 2019. They're basically... trying to extend that. They don't really have any details or anything out on that yet, but it does look like he is going to get an extension at age 59.
One more thing on the Saints.
Ooh, yes.
If I'm Sean Payton, stepping aside might be good right now. The Saints are projected to be $74 million over the cap.
Don't worry, they always fix that somehow.
Yeah, somehow. But $74 million over the cap is going to be tough. Like, eventually, you're going
like
to have to pay.
Like, 90 this past year? Like, I think they just, I don't know how they do it. I think they're cheating. It's insane. But, yeah, no, probably a good time to step away. I don't want to see that franchise burn.
Any other headlines?
Yeah, the Colonial Athletic Association announced Tuesday that it is adding three schools that have accepted invitations. Hampton University, Monmouth University, and Stony Brook are going to the CAA and will begin their membership on July 1st. Because James Madison just left the CAA, going to the Sun Belt. So just some more shifting of the small schools down there as they, you know, have to adjust to the shifting landscape of college football as a whole.
The way they treated James Madison was terrible.
Yeah.
They booted him from all conference championships when they said that they were going to leave him.
Yeah, they did.
Like mid-season, they were just like, yeah, okay, fine. You don't get to play in championships then. Monmouth and Stony Brook are both two pretty solid basketball additions for the CAA.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's a decent basketball conference.
Hampton's a prestigious HBCU as far as academics.
Maybe they can get better at basketball now.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, they like randomly have one of the nation's leading scorers like every three years. That's where we got
James,
what was his name?
Daniels.
James Daniels.
Yeah. Remember when Quentin Chivas went there and took him to the tournament? Hampton
Good
Pirates.
Old Hampton Pirates, baby. Right? Pirates?
I almost went to Hampton. That was actually my second school choice.
So any of that noteworthy, newsworthy?
Nope. Well, we just need a headline.
It is on the front page of ESPN, so that's the kind of day we're having.
I like the headline coming from Patrick Mahomes' wife, fiance, baby mother. Are they married?
Oh, no. I feel like they're engaged.
I thought they were engaged,
No,
too.
I think they're married, right? Didn't they have a baby?
I know they have a baby, but I thought they had the baby like out of wedlock.
Patrick Mahomes would never have a baby out of wedlock. I'm pretty sure they're married.
She sums up her feelings about her latest controversy, you know, where she was spraying champagne on the fans beneath her, literally and figuratively speaking, at Arrowhead, which some people have now complained that she was serving underage minors with alcohol as she was spraying champagne on kids under the age of 21.
Give her 32 counts of it. Send her to jail.
Can you sue her for that?
Someone said their legal team was looking into it. I'd imagine being facetious, but
I hope they do.
She sums up her thoughts about the matter pretty well, and I actually got to say I agree with her take. I just wish I could do what I want without getting attacked every week.
Don't we all? What's her name? Is it like a Jennifer or something?
Brittany.
Brittany? Oh, that checks out. Yeah, me too, Brittany. Me too.
I just wish I could do whatever I want. Essentially, with no consequences. Like, just let me do what I want and leave me alone. And I agree with that.
I mean, yeah. If ideally, yes.
My mom says they're engaged, by the way.
Okay. I didn't think they were married. Like, I thought that was her fiance.
I thought they were married.
Fiance slash baby mother. I just wish I could do what I want without any consequences. And I feel that. Just
John,
stop bothering me. Let me do what I want.
I relate to that as well.
I got an idea, right? Chiefs fans,
I'm listening,
need to just keep turning on Patrick Mahomes' family and his fiance, soon-to-be wife, his brother, to the point where they hate them.
Okay.
And Patrick Mahomes has to leave Kansas City in order to appease his family.
Okay.
That's what I think is our new hope.
I wish the NFL was like the NBA where Patrick could like force his way to like a big market and like, hey, I really want to go to the Rams after Stafford leaves. I really want to go to LA. That's what happens like in the NBA. Most of the stars are like, you know what? I want to go to the Western Conference and play in those markets. And then as a Hawks fan, it's pretty nice. Unfortunately, in the NFL, Mahomes is probably going to be the Chiefs, Charlie, for the next 15 years. Because if the Chiefs fans don't like him, or don't like them, I guess, any fan base he goes to is already going to hate them three times as much. Like, the Chiefs fans have to tolerate them.
Yeah, but I think other fan bases, you know, it would be, like, fresh. So they would be willing to forget about the initial hatred, and then it would start to come back, but you'd have that period of freshness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can even start, you know, 20 to 30 Chiefs burners each and gain Chiefs fans' followings and try to sway them against Mahomes and his family.
Okay.
anyone knows how to write code and create bots.
Okay. Something to consider. Let's just constantly troll them. All of Kansas City Avies. Can you set that up? Can you set us a bot farm up, Cam?
Did you like constantly tweet?
Just constantly reply to every one of her and Patrick and Jackson's tweets.
Yeah, no, I got a couple friends that have made a couple bot pages that just like periodically tweet. So like, yeah, yeah.
Leave Kansas City.
We don't want you here.
You can't do what you want, Brittany. We will not leave Brittany alone.
Be more like Josh Allen's girlfriend or wife. I don't know if he has either.
He has anything he wants.
I think he has, I saw a picture of his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
We don't know about her because she's not awful. He should just cheat on him, on her.
Did he meet her in Wyoming?
I don't know.
That's my question.
Is Buffalo going to be that much better?
There are some good-looking women in Buffalo. It's just...
There's good women, good-looking women in Wyoming, too. Are you just saying from like a standpoint of like her being loyal or
just
what?
Like, yeah, I just was wondering like where the origin story was.
I hope it was before Wyoming. I hope they're middle school sweethearts.
I feel like there's not a ton of people in Wyoming, so I feel like your options of just everywhere else are better. I don't know.
It's drastically different depending on if she has blonde hair or dark hair, so I can't decide what I think about her.
I'll tell you what I think about her.
Good for Josh.
Is it a girlfriend? Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's girlfriend. Oh. Oh.
Your type?
That's a 10. That is a 10.
That's a Charlie type? Okay.
That is a Charlie 10.
Charlie, you don't ever really do the show with us when Hayden's here. This is when Hayden checks out. He just, at 2 o'clock, he gets tired. He just leans back in his chair and just wants us to think that, like, whatever we're talking about is the dumbest thing in the world.
Don't worry. He'll perk back up once he hears trivia. Yeah.
He doesn't like women very much.
He's just resting for trivia.
He's just loyal.
He got his Dick Vitale question in, and he is done for the show after that. Let's play some trivia after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, it's Tuesday. Let's play some trivia. Gotta be honest, I've been struggling lately in trivia. Has been a good run for me.
Were you losing before I got here?
No, I typically don't, but it's been a long.
So you just finally came across someone better than you.
Charlie, you scored 2 points 1 week.
You also scored two.
To be fair, we tied. I could have gone with a 1-pointer and won, but also like I knew like 3 of your questions. I did score 2 points, but I'm just simply saying for you not to sit here and be like, oh, I'm so good.
Well, how about last week? What happened last week, John?
You won last week. That's fine.
That's what I thought.
That's fine.
Hayden's so much better at this than Draven. He already has everything typed up. He's ready to go. He's just waiting on the categories.
Oh.
Hayden's in the zone for
I might be in trouble with both of them here together. I need to have a good game myself.
Okay.
Although maybe I think their skills might overlap.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that. Yeah, so.
I think their skills will overlap.
Oh, no. I should have not put just all Washington Nationals and Heat questions on here.
They wouldn't really know very many Heat questions,
That's
I don't think.
That's good.
Unless it's the playoffs.
Unless it's just for a playoff run, yes.
I know my Heat stuff, kind of.
Stats? Nope.
All right, let's play some Tuesday trivia.
All right. The categories we have for you today are states, small schools, big success. Basically, give you a player. You tell me where they went to school.
Hayden, this is made for me.
Got movies. Got game changers. That doesn't necessarily have to be a sport.
They're just special teams?
No. It's literally just times things have changed in history times people have changed things up. Definitely. And then we have mashups.
Some say Paul Revere the ultimate game changer.
He was. Then we have mashup, which is basically... if you don't know that, if I asked a question and the answer was like Hank Aaron and Aaron Burr, it'd be Hank Aaron Burr. You know, like a mashup, I'd be like two different parts. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds really confusing. I think we should stay away from those.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, that's fun.
Wait, mashup states, small schools, movies in general?
Game changers and mashups.
Oh.
States, small schools, movies, game changers, mashups.
Yes.
All right, you guys won last week. Do you want to go first or second?
Let's go first.
First,
let's do small school big impact 3.
No, let's do five.
No.
Four.
Three.
Four. Come on.
Three.
Four. Meet in the middle.
Three.
Trust me.
Four. Three.
I know it. I promise you I know it.
Okay, four.
Four. All right.
All right, write that down. Charlie is the alpha of the team.
Just all right. Ahead. Wide receiver, Andre Reed.
Oh, yeah, Mr. I know this.
Who? Wide receiver, Andre Reed.
Like, do you know who this is, Hayden? If you can tell me who he is or when he played, I can tell you where he went to school.
Pretty sure this is the Bills receiver. That's his name.
This like is just an such an insignificant name. I thought that we were going to get, like,
pretty sure
more significant name.
I wouldn't call it an insignificant name.
Okay, then I just am dumb.
I mean, he was good.
I mean, FCS powerhouses.
Is he a Hall of Famer? I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
I'm right on that. Bills wide receiver?
I don't know if he's quite a Hall of Famer.
That's the Andre I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are we considering?
He had over 13,000.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Then I'm just, I was just, I guess
correct.
I was thinking like modern guys. And that's
let's
why
get
I was
an
confused.
Answer out here.
Yeah, we're talking, by small schools, we mean FCS or like just.
You're not going to have an answer. You're out of time. Just go.
Seth Grant State.
Western Illinois.
Both of those are incorrect.
Are we getting two guesses now? What
are Kutztown.
Charlie.
What did you just say?
Never heard of Kutztown?
Kutztown. I've never heard of Kutztown.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Golly.
Give me small schools, big success for three.
Oh.
All right. Malcolm Butler.
Are you kidding me, Charlie? I told you we should have done three. You always do threes.
I took five last week off the bat and won.
I don't know if I know where Malcolm Butler went to school, though. I was just doing this to troll Charlie. Malcolm Butler. So, have you said what small schools? No Division I schools, right? Like no FCS schools. Or FBS schools? I mean, no Power Five or not?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, FCS.
So it has to be FCS
or
FCS
lower.
Or
I guess.
Lower.
Okay. I don't know if that really matters to me. Malcolm Butler. I don't know. South Carolina Upstate.
That is incorrect.
I don't think they have a football team.
I don't know where.
What is it? You know it?
You know it?
Oh, you guys
no,
know
I don't
it.
Know it.
Oh, and you wanted three so bad, you don't even know
oh,
it.
Oh, damn it. I wish I wouldn't have wasted one. That way you guys could miss three. Where's it at, Cam?
It's West Alabama.
Okay.
Same as Tyreek Hill?
Yep.
Didn't Jackrabbit also go to West Alabama?
Let's do states for three.
Okay. I can get behind that.
States for three. All right. What state was Abraham Lincoln born in?
It was Illinois, wasn't it? Either that
Kentucky.
Or he moved to Illinois.
I think it's Kentucky.
You can put your phone down. Your mother's listening. She might text
you. I'm pretty sure it's Kentucky.
See, you seem like the kid that your parents would help you on your school projects, especially science.
I didn't need it. I was a genius.
He was a representative from Illinois, but I'm pretty sure.
I feel like
Kentucky.
He was born somewhere else and then moved to
Kentucky,
Illinois.
Cam.
I think you're right.
Kentucky.
He was born in Kentucky.
Had a boy.
So we have to go with the first answer. Come saying Illinois into the microphone.
We were talking to each other.
Team captain. Okay, just checking.
He's not the team captain.
He picked small
not
school.
Not anymore.
Four. He picked the small school.
Let's go
four.
Small schools five next, Dayton.
Okay. Give me. I'll just take movies for three.
Movies for three. Yeah. All right. Rascal Flatts covered Tom Cochran's song "Life Is a Highway" for the soundtrack of this 2006 film.
So easy. Oh, if it's so easy, it's got to be an animated movie. So I'll go with Cars.
Yeah. Cars is correct.
Good job, Hayden.
I mean, he knew that.
He was about to say Jungle Book.
Okay, you want to do Game Changers for three?
What is Game Changers again?
Let's just do Game Changers.
What is it?
This time's the game
Hayden's
has changed.
The alpha. He says
Game
Changers
changer for
three.
All right. I want small schools for five.
No.
Game All right. Game Changers for three. Istanbul, the capital of Turkey, was originally called
Constantinople.
What? Bang.
There
we go.
Correct.
So, good like, up, are Charlie? We just. Okay, so, like, whenever you do say the answer,
that
to
was
the
like an aggressive one. That
okay,
was
so
like.
Earlier you say
that was absurd.
Other when you say Illinois and you
no,
say
No, I didn't say. I didn't start off by saying Illinois.
All
I
you said,
said
was
I
Illinois.
Said, it's Illinois, isn't it, Hayden?
No, you just said Illinois. And then you might say, like, dot, 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 right? So just, I just want to get this on record. Like, when you say the answer.
Hey, we'll say final answer.
Final answer, Constantinople.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. I just want to get on the same page because, like, it's the second time you've done it. One time you're wrong, one time you're right. So I just want
to
know, like, when.
But I said it to Hayden, and I looked at Cam in the eyes that time.
So it's all in the eyes now? Like, it's just.
It's always been
about
the eyes.
You now have to say final answer before your answer.
Give me mashups for three.
Mashups for three. All right. A Nathaniel Hawthorne novel about a girl with an illegitimate child.
Okay.
And a Canadian sitcom that first came out in 2016.
I don't understand this at all. We're not touching this.
So
even the one point.
Would this be. Okay, if I get this wrong, I'll be so mad. So, Scarlet Letter Kenny?
That is correct.
Wow.
What?
Because the book, The Scarlet Letter, and then the.
Show
comedy
Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
So you match
that's
them
smart.
Together.
Okay, I understand.
never seen Letterkenny.
Letterkenny's good.
I didn't know.
That was it.
Thank God, the one book I remember from school.
Okay, let's.
It was about sex, so I like that one. That preacher, he just
so
had a lot of guilt.
All the threes
episode.
Are gone,
six,
and we're tied 6-6 through what?
So you
want to
get a two or a four?
I think we should go five for small schools.
No.
That's how he won last week.
No.
First choice he had was
Brookings, South Dakota, baby.
College towns for five.
States for four.
All right, states for four. There is 27 landlocked states, but only one state. Oh, that's the wrong question.
Is that the answer?
No, but
was the answer just one?
No, I was reading the five. Oh. But I didn't finish it, so we're good on that.
I kind of like the sound of that.
Here's
honestly,
here's the four. There are six states without state lotteries. Name three.
What kind of question is that?
4-point question in states?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I buy scratch-offs in pretty much every state I go to, so does New Jersey not have a lottery?
I was going to say that, like, Las Vegas, or not Las Vegas, Nevada and New Jersey.
Because they already have gambling, or does that make them more likely to have lotteries?
I don't know. I mean, all the states around here do, though. I know South Carolina, Tennessee.
Wait, Utah.
Oh, yeah. So that's one. Utah.
Final answer, Utah?
Utah is one.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think you have to have more than one, but.
Two more, yeah.
What are other, like.
What about New York?
What about Alaska?
No, I feel like they would.
Alaska and Hawaii, like, I feel like both of those don't have lotteries. What do they mean? They don't have enough people to sustain it. Can we try Alaska? I feel like we should try Alaska.
Okay, try Alaska.
Final answer, Alaska.
Alaska is correct.
Oh, God.
One more.
Let's go. Come on.
One more.
Other Mississippi, but I feel like I bought scratch-offs in Mississippi.
No. I think we should do New Jersey or Las Vegas.
But once again, Las Vegas is not a state.
Nevada.
I was really hoping they submit final answer Las Vegas.
No. I think I bought a lottery ticket in Atlantic City before.
What about Nevada?
I think Hawaii is maybe an answer.
Okay. Do Hawaii.
Final answer, Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie was actually all over this. The other three are Mississippi, Alabama, and then Nevada is also one of them.
Hey.
Let's go, John.
Las
Vegas.
That's good. Give me
deductive reasoning.
Good job, Charlie. Much more help than Draven. Draven would have been crying.
The new Draven. You haven't given anything. He's the one having.
He gave us Kentucky.
I got Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, we're that's a team. True. Don't try to tear us apart.
I guess give me movies for four.
All right. Who produced the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
You're talking about, I don't know if this is a fair question or not. You're talking about like the company or like just the name?
Just the name.
Okay. It's like a person, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. Okay. Harvey Weinstein.
That is incorrect.
It's a tough one to be wrong.
Steven Spielberg.
That's my other guess.
Like, no one wants to say Harvey Weinstein and be wrong.
I don't think of him as a producer. I think of him as a director.
We'll go small school, big impact for two.
No, Hayden.
No, we're trying to win, Charlie. Shut up.
For two. All right.
We can get this.
Joe Flacco.
Delaware. Final answer.
Yep. Delaware is correct.
Give me
lead, Charlie.
Mashups for four.
All right. 2007 NFL number 3 overall draft pick, and the third president of the U.S.
Third pick in what draft?
2007.
2007. And the third president?
Yes.
I'm just writing down 2007. President? I'm not. 2007.
You know the third president?
President.
Should I?
Yes.
I feel like if I knew the president, I would know the player.
And he goes draft into president. Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And his first, last name, then the last name's first name?
Yeah.
This is hard to do on the radio. Okay, 2007. I don't even know what draft that was. When was 2007? That would have been Alex Smith, I think, was 06. It was drafted 07. 07 would have been.
Oh, I got it.
Wait, 07 was.
I got it.
Vince Young? Vince Young? No, that was 06.
You got it?
I think I do.
Washington?
I mean, we get a shot clock here.
You guys just took 30 minutes to do the states questions.
That was a three-parter.
That's fine.
That was a three-parter.
That's fine. This is also a three-parter, or a two-parter at least, but then I got to put them together, so that's three parts. Shut up for a second.
Well, Cam?
We'll give him a couple more seconds.
So, what
Charlie,
he thinks?
No, you're gonna give this away. Just stop talking.
No, what he thinks. So right now this will be his fourth to answer. We've answered four.
What are you talking about right now?
I'm talking.
I can't while you're talking. Just be quiet for a second.
This has to be the longest question answer.
I'm gonna just sit here and take longer because you guys keep talking and asking me questions while I'm trying to think.
Okay, so this is
let's go. Just a pass.
You pass.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it Joe Thomas, Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, you'll need a second Thomas, but yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Joe Thomas Jefferson.
Atta boy. Okay. Yeah, just show off a little bit. Should we really show off and go small schools for five?
No, states for two.
I don't think so.
States for two. We'll do the five last if he doesn't get this one.
Okay.
All right. States for two. Jack Daniels was created in what state?
Tennessee.
You mean
Tennessee? Final answer.
That's correct.
Yeah, final answer.
Give me movies for five.
Movies for five. All right. Plus or minus 3 years. What year was the first IMAX movie released?
The first IMAX movie?
Plus or minus how many years?
Three.
Okay.
I feel like there's going to be the first one's going to be like a long, long time ago. Kind of like how text messaging was 1991, but then it didn't really become a thing until like 2000. Oh, rats. Give me 82
was a little too late.
Damn it.
First IMAX movie was actually in 1971.
I was way late.
Well, this is the last question we've won already. Let's do small school, big impact for five.
Thank you.
Small school, that's big impact for five. Donald Driver.
Donald Driver.
Not so good on these older guys.
Yeah, I was hoping that they would be fresher. Like, I feel like I could tell you where, like, 90% of the NFL went to school that are in the NFL right now, but
that would make it easy.
I mean, it's not like this matters. Yeah, we should go to HBCU. I think he went to Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah, that's good.
Bethune-Cookman is incorrect. He went to Alcorn State.
Oh, okay. So we were close.
Yeah, you weren't far off.
That'll put him there. Like, how many years after McNair?
Because
93.
Yeah, so like 5 years. Because I think he played for the Packers from like 99 to.
All right, give me game changers for four.
Game changers for four. All right.
Do you want a five pointer?
What semi-aquatic mammal was temporarily classified as a fish by the Catholic Church so it could be eaten during Lent?
What semi-aquatic animal?
Mm-hmm. semi-aquatic mammal.
Mammal?
Yep.
I mean, I'm not going to waste a lot of time. Is it the platypus? That's what I was thinking.
Platypus is incorrect.
Otter.
They weren't eating platypus.
Is it pelican?
Otter.
It was a beaver.
Ugh.
Ugh. What was the state one that you started?
I've actually eaten beaver before.
The state one that I started was there's 27 landlocked states.
I mean, they are a little fishy sometimes. They can be a fish.
Let's go to Bragg. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Citizens National Bank. Tuesday tradition, me coming in after not winning trivia. It's getting tough to swallow, getting tough to take. Congratulations. You guys are formidable opponents. I do think you guys are probably a little too good to play together, though. It's going to be tough to beat you both.
You want you two to play against me next week?
Okay, let's relax.
Because I feel confident in that.
The States one was pretty good. I'll give you that. The States one was pretty good. That was the only one that impressed me, though.
You just Constantinople?
Yes, I knew Constantinople.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's not like a really tough one.
Yeah,
I was impressed with the States one getting 3 of 6, and I was impressed with Hayden's Joe Thomas Jefferson. So I'm tipping my hat, figuratively and literally, to you both.
Did you know the Abraham Lincoln one?
Yeah, I knew that one. I used to have to drive in Kentucky a lot, so they always have signs everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. Log cabin too.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But then I was like, well, then I wouldn't have, like, bet a lot of money on it just because I was like, well, did he die there? But I was like, wait, no, he didn't die there. He died.
I almost said Indiana at one point, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think, like, all three of those states have some type of claim.
Yeah.
But I just know Kentucky claims that he was born there. He might have lived most of his life in Indiana and then served in Illinois. I don't know, but, like, I didn't know he was at least born in Kentucky, or that would have been my guess. I don't have anything else to talk about.
A little trivia.
Just tired of this. It's this woman with his monkeys. You guys keeping up with this story at all?
The monkeys that got loose?
Yeah. The woman who went up to them now is like saying she has pink eye and like a bad cough.
Why would she kill
them? Is there like a new pandemic revolving
around
monkeys?
Well, that's
what
we're waiting to see. Like apparently like there was like what, a car wreck? A transfer truck wreck?
Yeah. Up in, what was it, Pennsylvania or something like that?
And then a woman ran up on the scene to help. Said she thought it was cats and was going to try to pet the cats. And it ended up being monkeys. And now she has pink eye and like a cough.
Ma'am, you just got COVID.
And then like people have found like her Facebook. And like I don't know if it's like somebody playing a joke or if this woman's just crazy because like the Facebook posts from like before like this became a story are just like mind-boggling. And you're like, oh, this seems like a type of person that would run up on a monkey. And the pictures from like the news thing like looks like the girl on the Facebook. I don't know, but... Yeah. Now she, the woman who stopped to help the monkeys in the truck, is now sick, and the CDC is urging anyone in contact with the monkeys to seek medical attention. So,
is pink eye a symptom of COVID?
No,
this is something
everything
new.
Is.
This is something new. The monkeys don't have COVID. The monkeys maybe have a different disease. Have you ever seen the movie Outbreak?
Or Planet of the Apes?
Is Planet of the Apes about? That's not really about a pandemic, though, right? The monkeys aren't.
Angry monkeys.
Well, I know at least the rebooted ones. That's how it started. Was
they're not really sick. They get like this super potion spray.
Yeah,
on
but
them.
It killed the people though. Like the people would get sick from it. That's what it was. And the only people that were alive were the people that were like immune to that.
I thought the apes just killed them and took over the world.
No,
like,
the apes just went to live in. They just went to go live in the forest. But, like, right. The people were dying from the stuff. That's why. You remember the guy, like, at the end was, like, coughing blood and stuff? And
don't
he got on the plane.
I remember James Franco's dad got,
healed. It's on my list.
From, like, his dementia. But then he, like, then didn't he take, like, a turn, maybe? Did he get sick after
that?
Yeah,
they're, like, it stopped, like,
working.
Helping, yeah. But, like.
I don't remember people getting sick.
It was the guy that worked at the lab. And then somebody came to, like, knock on his door or something. And then he, like, sneezed on him. No.
He just didn't show back.
It was like one of his coworkers.
Wait, James Franco's in Planet of the Apes?
The first
one. Newer one.
Not in the second and third one. Maybe I focused more just on the apes than the sickness.
But no, it was, and even like the closing sequence was just like they showed this guy going on like an airport after like basically like coming in contact with a guy and they showed it just like spreading across the world. And that's why there's so few people in the Woody Harrelson one left, because they're like the only ones that are like still, like, I guess, immune to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I was just paying attention to the apes.
That movie's too scary for me to watch.
When the monkey talks, or you just like, or ape talks, you're like, oh no.
Caesar?
Yeah. When Caesar says, no! You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Too scary.
That one was real sad.
Yeah, it was.
Mm. Woody's just a good villain, though.
I used to think that was going to happen to me, because, like, right by where I grew up, there was like this. Like,
I mean, you lived like close to Atlanta, so I mean, I guess you were close to the CDC. So, like, I mean, well, I guess probably
we
had a bunch
CDC,
of crazy
but there was actually like a monkey testing facility, monkey and ape testing facility, literally like next to my high school.
I'm surprised you didn't try to break in and like it's
very heavily guarded. But yeah, no, they have the testing facility just right next to my high school, and sometimes every once in a while, a monkey would get out and there'd be reports like the news, like, "Hey, monkey got out of this facility. Keep an eye out. Like, don't approach the monkey or the ape or whatever." But yeah, huh. I was always like, huh, we're going to be tested and Planet of the Apes is going to start right here. I'm being ground zero, so maybe Pennsylvania instead.
Do I need to be worried about this monkey thing?
Planet
this
of the
all
Apes?
This monkey business?
I don't think you have to worry about the Planet of the Apes, but I would say that you have to stay away from people that have been around these monkeys that have wrecked. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'd stay away from this woman who's talking about it just regardless.
Yeah, she's a little bananas at this point.
I thought you got pink eye from somebody farting on your pillow.
I mean, among other things.
Oh. I think it's just like a disease.
Truck crash involving hundreds of monkeys. Wow.
Yeah. They shouldn't be driving in the first place, but whatever.
Wait, she said that the driver told them that they were cats?
Maybe the driver did think they were cats.
They just didn't tell the driver what he was
doing. I mean, this one picture does kind of look like a cat. I mean, if you just looked at it from the side, like, oh, yeah, it's a little cat, ugly cat, but. I don't know.
And they didn't catch all the monkeys?
They're tough to catch.
There's still, what, four missing, I think? Or
I think that is the number I saw last. Yeah, man, they be out there.
Where's it at? Where'd it happen at?
Pennsylvania is what Cam's in?
I think that's where it was, if I remember correctly.
I want to say, did Contagion, that movie, start with a monkey as well, or no?
I don't remember.
With Gwyneth Paltrow and Matt Damon, and she gets real sick, and China. Was that about, like, a monkey, too?
I don't remember if that was
I remember
a
being
monkey.
Very terrified when I was younger of the movie Outbreak that started with, like, a monkey.
Yeah. That's always how they start, because, you know, everybody, like, equates them being, like, so close to us that, you know, that kind of stuff.
They easily pass diseases to us. Yeah. And so.
I watched Contagion in a high school biology class.
Yeah, was that about a monkey too or no?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it started overseas.
No, it started like in China. She was in China, like on business or something.
Yeah.
I
fell asleep during it, so I'm not actually sure what happens.
They got sick.
I assume there's some sort of sickness.
I'm really
into
this
that early
story.
In the movie before anybody got sick? The name of the movie was Contagion. You didn't think, like, I think it's a pretty safe assumption to say somebody's getting sick.
We had long periods in high school, so I mean, like, that was like almost like hour and a half, so it's like
just took a
20
nap.
Minutes in, it's like the room's dark, you know.
Hopefully you just had them once a month.
How great was movie day?
I'm worried
about these monkeys.
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on here they're not telling us.
Well,
some cover up.
Twitter's got me a little freaked out.
I would say that's a safe assumption just about everything, Charlie. There's a lot going on in the world that they're not telling us the truth about. Mm-hmm. Who is they? Doesn't matter. In every different scenario, they
don't speak their name.
There's a different they. In
I mean,
every
this
scenario,
sounds like a conspiracy. The truck driver said that they were cats.
He just
told her to. The CDC told her to monitor herself for any symptoms.
Well, yeah.
The woman reported that the CDC stated that the monkeys will be monitored for 31 days, but instead immediately killed them.
That's unfortunate for the monkeys. They didn't do anything wrong.
The CDC works for us. Tell us what's going on.
CDC's lost a lot of trust over the last 2 years.
Yep.
The women weren't, or the, not the, the monkeys weren't quarantined. If anyone was
stop
in
stop reading Twitter
feet,
to people. You're not verifying if this is real or not. Just stop.
I'm just I'm only reading checkmark people.
Let's just go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Winning season returns at mybookie.com, and it's time to get in on the action. First time players.
can get started by doubling your first deposit, giving you the firepower to add excitement to the games you love. College football odds boost, the 18-week NFL schedule, and $500,000 in contest prizes. Only at MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.com. Use promo code Knoxville. That's MyBookie.com. Promo code Knoxville to double your first deposit. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Three new flavors of White Claw Hard Seltzer have arrived. Strawberry, blackberry, and pineapple. Whether you choose ripe strawberry, tart blackberry, or tropical pineapple, each one of these exciting new flavors offer a refreshing twist on your favorite hard seltzer. Available in a brand new White Claw variety pack, every 12-ounce can of White Claw hard seltzer contains 100 calories, 5% alcohol, and 2 grams of sugar. Discover new White Claw flavors at your favorite retailer today. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer works. Chicago, Illinois.
Walk on Sports Bistro. Knoxville.
Last call today is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, you can get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Once again, G3HelpMe.com. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, what do you got for us?
Former politician is selling this.
Now give it to me.
Bathwater.
No, I don't think you want Rudy Giuliani's bathwater anyways. But Rudy Giuliani is selling autographed 9/11 shirts for $911.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani, who, former mayor of New York City in 2001, so he probably remembers this. but you can choose one of three colors, red, white,
I'm going to guess the other is blue.
And blue.
I'm going to guess, yes.
And it's
what does it say?
It's like I need to find a better picture. I need to click on this tweet. But it's basically like
is he donating? I'm going to assume he's not donating the money to charity.
No, it's some fine print that says some is going to get donated. But
so like 5%.
Who knows how much. But like the shirts just have a picture of, you can't tell in this like Twitter picture of the image, but it's like a picture with some people standing in front of an American flag. And on either side of the picture on the shirt, it's a 9 and an 11. And it's just, yeah.
How is this real?
Let me actually click on the ad. Let me click on the website. I'm going to go check
out. They're
$911.
You think there's anybody that will buy one unironically?
I was going to say, there might be some people that ironically Absolutely. Buy them just to say they have one. But
it says, never forget 20 years remembering and reuniting. And it says, with Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, it says, yeah, never forget 20 years remembering and reuniting with Rudy Giuliani, 9/11. And the back says, never forget. And has a radio station and the date.
A radio station?
Yeah, this is a radio station's website, WABC.
I hope that if there's a radio station.
Yeah, WABCRadioStore.com is where this
100%.
Is.
100% of proceeds are going somewhere, but I'm going to guess.
No, it's not. It says it has an undisclosed number, so.
Yeah, that seems really.
Well,
sad.
Actually, okay, this one says all proceeds are going to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Say, all of them.
Okay.
Have to be.
The article that I was reading said it didn't say how much or what it was even going to, so.
Okay, well, maybe a couple people will buy and we'll raise good, but that's.
What color do you all want?
Why white?
Wait, there's only XL and double XL? How am I? They only have my
skinny
size.
Skinny people aren't buying that, let's be honest.
They only have my size in blue.
Can we all three get one? All four get one?
Ooh, we can all get the different colors?
Yeah.
No, we're not spending $4,000 on these shirts. I will never forget. I will always remember. But
without spending $4,000?
Yeah. How is this real?
Again, if it's all going to charity, then you should feel bad about yourself, Cam.
The article said it wasn't. They bamboozled me. I blame them.
Britney Spears' father.
I like Britney. I don't like her father, but I'm in.
Well, apparently an FBI agent has confirmed that Britney Spears' father had her bedroom bugged and had surveillance cameras hitting in her hotel rooms. As I guess he was trying to keep an eye on her.
I hate her dad. What a garbage person.
Jamie Spears told a former special FBI agent place a secret recording device in her bedroom. And, yeah, they had a wiretap in there as well, so.
I mean, it'd be tough to listen to that as a father.
You think she's in there just like, you think he's, like, listening to her have sex? What is it with you and sex today? You turn 21 and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, sex on your brain
nonstop?
I mean,
that would just be weird. That's very strange.
Sounds like responsible parenting to me, John.
Do we think that's why he was doing it? I think he's just trying to like listen to her conversations just to make sure she's not doing anything crazy. Because, I mean, I don't know.
When you get fame young, you got to look out for him, you know?
Well, I mean, I think we've established that he wasn't necessarily just looking out for him. He's seems like a pretty terrible father. That's why we had the whole Free Britney movement anyways, but this seems like a huge invasion of privacy. Although, once she got freedom and all those weird incidents.
He was going weird.
Maybe he was on to something there. Trying to keep her from doing anything real crazy.
She posts so many dancing videos.
Yeah. Her Instagram,
which people like.
I like how she like always like pulls her pants down just like slyly. You know what I'm saying?
She's just really skanky.
You know what I'm talking
She's
about?
She's just really, really skanky.
I know exactly. I know what you're talking about.
It's uncomfortable to watch.
I don't watch them.
I scroll either. Past them now too. I'll give you the double tap, Brittany,
like,
but I'm moving
don't
on.
Look as good anymore.
It's just. Really, really sad.
Poor Britney.
She's, I don't want to say our biggest case study for like fame and mental health, but I'm sure there's been other people. I mean, that have actually killed themselves or gone completely crazy, but
or done meth like Demi Lovato.
Yeah, I mean, Britney seems to be, maybe I don't know if
the most public.
Do we know
if
fame is what led Demi Lovato into to meth and heroin? Do we know if that's what led her to that?
That's always usually what they say. I don't know if that's the exact
she
circumstances.
Had her own Disney show.
Yeah, she was all over Disney.
I'm not saying she wasn't popular, but again, I think there's been a lot of stories of like people that like use drugs and alcohol to cope with this. Like, but with Britney,
yeah,
I don't even think like were drugs and alcohol like really pointed to her.
I think
it was
just
like
so.
A mental breakdown from
them
paparazzi.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't crazy, and then she was crazy, and the next thing you know, as you're going crazy and losing your kids, you got just cameras snapping in your face all the time, and just.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it was just everything was a lot, and she just kind of broke down.
After Spider-Man came out, you saw the clip of Tobey Maguire screaming at the paparazzi, like
I
went viral again.
Out, yeah.
She was like, "Yeah, like he was able to do that," and then like you didn't really hear too much more about him being crazy after that. But
yeah.
He had a meltdown too; like he was ready to kill them.
Yeah,
I can't see when you're flashing the bleeping camera in my face. Move. And he wants to kill somebody.
Oh, man. Celebrities crack me up.
Well, the big story of the day going into the drive, I guess, is that...
Sean Payton's dead.
Sean Payton has
retired. He's still alive.
He's gone. Micah Parsons and Ja'Marr Chase selected as Offensive Rookie of the Year by the Football Writers of America.
Wait, what?
Nothing, John.
You read about these monkeys.
Yeah, no, I understand that. You got a lot on your plate. Appreciate you for sitting in with us. I hope you get some lunch. And don't stress too much about the monkeys.
Yeah, don't think they've made it to Tennessee yet.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Maybe.
You'll be fine. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.